This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Protesters against the military coup in Myanmar showed no signs of backing down Wednesday, even as the UN expert on human rights in Myanmar warned of the prospect for major violence. In the capital, Naypyidaw, thousands marched chanting for the release of detained leaders Aung San Suu Kyi and the president. Security forces have grown increasingly aggressive against the protesters, firing warning shots, rubber bullets, and water cannons in an effort to disperse the crowds. The country's Assistance Association for Political Prisoners group said more than 450 arrests had been made since the coup, many of them in nighttime raids. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews said he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei demanded action, not words, from the United States if he wants to revive Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, the latest challenge to new President Joe Biden to take the first step towards a thaw. Tehran has set a deadline of next week for Mr. Biden to begin reversing sanctions imposed by his predecessor, Donald Trump, or Iran will take its biggest step yet to violate the nuclear deal, banning short-notice inspections by the UN nuclear watchdog. Khamenei said in a televised speech, quote, "Words and promises are no good. This time we want only action from the other side, and we will also act," end quote. U.S. President Joe Biden is promising a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. Biden spoke during a CNN town hall Tuesday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The town hall touched on a range of issues related to the coronavirus, from protections for small businesses to the administration's vaccination plans. This is VOA News. A prisoner swap between Syria and Israel is underway, mediated by Russia, Syrian state media said Wednesday. Two Syrians should be released in return for a young Israeli woman who entered Syrian territory by mistake, the Syrian news agency Sana said. Gunmen believed to belong to a criminal gang stormed a school in central Nigeria, killing one student and kidnapping hundreds of others, along with some teachers, sources said Wednesday. President Muhammadu Buhari responded to a fresh abduction attack at the Nigerian school, ordered security forces to coordinate a rescue operation, his office said. His office said in a statement Wednesday the president condemned the abduction. South Africa launched its COVID inoculation drive Wednesday using Johnson & Johnson vaccines after a delayed start caused by concerns about the ability of the Oxford-AstraZeneca formula to shield against a widespread variant of the virus. A nurse was the first to be immunized at a hospital in Cape Town just hours after the first batch of 80,000 doses landed in the country late Tuesday, an AFP reporter saw. Senegal is expecting its first delivery of COVID-19 vaccines on Wednesday after paying for 200,000 doses from China's Sinopharm. Like other African countries that have struggled to procure vaccines, Senegal is still waiting for disbursement through African Union and World Health Organization-backed programs. In the meantime, some have turned to purchases or donations from China. Despite a relatively late start compared to Western producers, China is ramping up efforts to distribute its vaccine in Africa and elsewhere, some as direct aid. Japan began its long-awaited coronavirus vaccination program Wednesday. The first shots took place at a Tokyo hospital just hours after the hospital received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Japan's vaccination program is off to a slow start, with health authorities only formally approving use of the two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech drug Sunday. The former chief priest of Singapore's oldest Hindu temple has been charged with repeatedly pawning gold religious ornaments for a total of $1.5 million, court officials said Wednesday. The chief priest would redeem the pawned ornaments when he had raised enough money and return them to the temple, according to local media. But his ruse was uncovered when he could not get enough cash to buy back the gold after the coronavirus pandemic hit. The 37-year-old Indian national is accused of having pawned the gold items five times between 2016 and 2020 when he was still chief priest. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.